This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
We are a little over 48 hours away from the SEC championship going on over in Atlanta. Now, obviously, Alabama is not playing in that game, and that's the reason why it's not just the SEC championship that matters today and tomorrow and Saturday. It's going to be all of the conference championship games, because for Alabama to get in, they're going to need some team to lose. And one of the teams that everybody in this state is focusing on is Oklahoma and the Big 12 championship. And right now, we are joined by a former consensus All-American. He played in the NFL. He was one of the best linebackers in Oklahoma history. And that is Teddy Lehman. Teddy right now is on the sidelines for the Sooners Radio Network. And Teddy, the first question for you is, I know you guys are about to head out to Dallas. This is the first Big 12 championship game once again. I know you played in it in 2000. What's it like having this game back for the Big 12?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's a little bit different whenever you're guaranteed to have a rematch after playing a round-robin format, which, you know, I complained about this from the beginning whenever they said they were bringing it back. Whenever you play everyone, you've got a rematch. That typically means on a year-in, year-out basis that someone just gets a second shot at Oklahoma, which that's exactly what it is this year. They're the outright winner of the Big 12. They ran the gauntlet. They're number one. And for some reason, we're going to have to play an extra game against someone we already beat. You know, and if we didn't play this game, we'd be in. Okay, that's just how it is. But you got to go play it. You got to risk injury with a bunch of guys whenever you've got the ability to go win a national championship. But it is what it is at this point. You got to like the Sooners' chances. You know, TCU is a good football team. They're talented. They're coached well. Gary Patterson always has that defense in good shape. But they're just not nearly as talented as Oklahoma on the offensive side. We've had problems on defense. Okay, we have. Throughout the season, we've been fighting some injury problems on the D-line. There's been secondary issues at corner. We've been giving up a lot of big plays at corner. We've made some changes here down the stretch. We got a true freshman in Trey Norwood that's come in and taken the place of a senior who's played a ton of football, and he's played really well. People haven't really attacked him yet as far as throwing it down the field. But he's played well. He's tackled well. He's come in and led the team in pass breakups every time that he's been in the game. So defensively, we've had problems, but TCU really not equipped to take advantage of that. Kenny Hill's an okay quarterback. He's not great. The real strength in their team is playing great defense, running the football, and being really conservative, and not having Kenny Hill have to throw it down the field to beat you.
Well, and let me ask you about you guys in 2003, because this Oklahoma team is kind of in the same spot that you guys were when y'all play Kansas State in that game. Is, you know, you win, you're obviously in the college football playoff, but there's a risk of losing. Now, with you guys and the way the season worked out, you guys still made it into the Sugar Bowl to play in the national championship game. How does that affect a team whenever you know that you win this game and you have a chance at a ring?
Yeah, it's weird. So I played in three Big 12 championship games. I played in the one in 2000, which was an unbelievable season. Oklahoma had been down for years, a decade, and Bob Stoops comes in and we just burst back onto the scene. So there was some unbelievable momentum behind that football team, and it felt like a miracle year. And then you fast forward to 2002, we played in the Big 12 championship game and had already lost a couple of games that we shouldn't have that season. So we're in the Big 12 championship, and at that point, that's an angry football team. So we go out and win that one. And then you go to 2003, and you've got an undefeated team, and right before the Big 12 championship, everyone starts telling you how good you are. And you compare that with the 2000, where you've got a chance, that you're undefeated, chance to win a national championship team. No one even had a chance to grasp what was going on at that point. And when you go to 2003, you won a bunch of football games. You won an Orange Bowl, a Cotton Bowl, a Rose Bowl at that point. A bunch of guys that have won a lot of football games. And everyone starts telling you how good you are, talking about maybe you're the greatest team in college football history. And I think it went to people's head. We weren't prepared. We show up and get our butt whipped. I don't think that and you can look at these two scenarios and kind of compare the two. Jason White was about to win the Heisman Trophy. Baker Mayfield's about to win the Heisman Trophy. There was award winners on both of those teams. I don't think that this team is going to fall into that trap. I think the leadership's good. I like the leadership of that 2003 team, too. I was one of the guys. I kind of have to. But I feel like this team is out to prove everyone wrong. I would compare it more to the 2002 team that was super angry, kind of angry at the world. Everyone keeps telling Oklahoma at this point, you know, your offensive line's not up for the Moore Award for the best offensive line in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, Baker Mayfield had his deal at Kansas. There's a bunch of things going. Gary Patterson all of a sudden is kind of throwing some shade at Oklahoma and the way they do business because of some stupid thing that happened in the pregame. So this team is really good at having a chip on their shoulder and, you know, putting things on a list and going out and proving people wrong. So I feel like this is going to be one of those types of scenarios.
Well, Teddy, you guys are kind of in a very similar situation that Auburn is in. In fact, you play TCU the exact same week that Auburn played Georgia, and you guys went out, and honestly, your running back had an amazing football game that night, and you guys put that game away very quickly. Auburn did the exact same thing with Georgia, and one thing that we've kind of talked about here was, well, how much can a football team truly change from November 11th to December 2nd? I know that you guys are handling that, and you've been in the locker rooms. Where can your game plan change a lot, or is TCU going to? You think they're going to still do the exact same thing that they tried to do against you guys in Norman?
Well, here's the thing, and I would compare Georgia and TCU a little bit in the same. And I didn't get to see that the Auburn Georgia game. I just kind of saw the highlights and stuff, but. So the way the TCU-Oklahoma game unfolded, and I talked about how the formula for TCU is to be conservative on offense. Kenny Hill is a good quarterback. He's not great. He can't throw you out of trouble. He can't win a shootout against a guy like Baker Mayfield. So the formula for TCU is to run the ball, to play good on defense, shorten the game, limit possessions, and try and get some big turnovers and create points that way. That's their formula. In the Oklahoma-TCU game round one, Oklahoma puts up three quick scoring drives on them, and TCU's down big early in that football game. And they've got to try and dig their way out and come back. That's not what they do. So it's not hard to look at this game and say it unfolds differently in the sense that maybe they go down and get a scoring drive and a stop. And, you know, they've got the football. They've got kind of control of the game, control of the clock, and they can turn this into a lower scoring affair where maybe they can rely on their defense to come up with a big stop or a big play for a turnover, maybe score, and there they are victorious at the end. So the way that the game could unfold could benefit the rematch. You know what I'm saying? So, like for Georgia, they've got a really good running game. They're running for 270-some yards a game. They've got a solid quarterback, but I wouldn't say that he's great. He's not a guy that can go and just throw you out of a football game by, you know, throwing it downfield, making big plays. They rely on the run too, so probably the same thing for them. They play better defensively early. It can turn into a really close game.
Okay, so I have to ask Teddy, and we're joined by Teddy Lehman right now. He was a linebacker for the Oklahoma Sooners when they won the national championship in 2000. And Baker Mayfield is obviously polarizing. We all agree he's going to be most likely winning the Heisman Trophy in New York City unless just something crazy happens. But with Baker Mayfield and what did happen against Kansas, and again, today we're in a day and age where there's 45 different video cameras looking at every single person. You've got social media everywhere. You have video cameras on your phones. What he did on the sidelines against Kansas isn't something that I can probably say is even me playing college athletics isn't something that we did even when I was playing baseball. But how often does stuff like this happen and just nobody sees it?
Oh, it probably happens quite a bit. I mean, I think with a guy like Baker, people, the hypocrisy is unbelievable to me about what people are offended by one moment and not offended by the next, right? It has everything to do with the person. And since it's Baker Mayfield and he's the front runner for the Heisman, ESPN feels like they've got to run it on their 24-hour sports cycle
right. Every
3.5 minutes. And people see it over and over and they start to have an opinion of it. If you ask me, that's nothing, okay? What he did right there, is it a bad look? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Should, if you asked him if he had it to do over again, would he take it back and not do that? Probably not. I can't say I guarantee that he wouldn't, but probably not. I mean, give me a break. You know, if I had a dollar for every F-bomb and N-bomb and all the curse words I heard out on a football field, I'd be a billionaire right now, okay? That's right. How it goes. So I'm not offended by any of that. What offends me as a former Oklahoma football player is when Kansas comes out and doesn't shake your hand mm-hmm. and feels like they deserve to be on the same football field. It would offend me if Baker Mayfield didn't take that as a massive show of disrespect and go out on the field and take it to him exactly like he did. That would offend me.
Well, and that's the part that I looked at is what happened in that, and I saw him start clapping, and my first thought is, oh, Kansas, you are so dead. Like, you have no clue at what you did. I mean, there are certain times, like here in the state of Alabama, you don't put bulletin board material so that Alabama can use that as motivation for the next week. We're talking here about what Miles Zahn said after the game about we beat the dog mess out of Georgia, and Georgia using that as bulletin board material. You and I both know if you're standing right there and something like that happens, oh, you just messed up. Yeah. You really just messed up.
Here's the thing, and this is what irks me. Is people will listen to talk radio and hear about Baker Mayfield and, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that. And then they'll flip the station over to Nicki Minaj and listen to her music while they're dropping off their, you know, six-year-old at school. Or they'll watch it on TV and say, oh, my God, I can't believe Baker Mayfield would ever do that. And then they'll flip it over and watch WWE where the crotch grab is an absolute must, and you see it about every 7 seconds on where they're broadcast. So it's just people picking and choosing when they feel like they need to be offended.
And compare what, and this is where this is going. Again, you played linebacker. You are in a group with somebody like the Boz that is known for being this guy that takes something and turns it into major motivation. If that would have happened to him in a football game, do you think that he wouldn't have done something much worse than what Baker did?
This is a common thread, and I saw, I don't remember who it was, someone made this point on Twitter. Like, whenever we watch the 30 for 30 on Boz, we say, oh, man, that 80s college football, I wish it was like that again. We watch the 30 for 30 on the U with Miami and the way they talked and the brash nature, and we say, man, I wish college football, God, wasn't it awesome whenever they played like that? And then you watch Baker Mayfield and you're offended. Whenever you wish, you go around saying that you wish it was like it used to be. And then here's a guy that literally is the Boz reincarnated playing quarterback and you get offended. So I have a feeling that, you know, whatever it is, 5, 10, 15 years from now, whenever we're looking back at Baker Mayfield, we're going to be saying, I wish there was a guy playing college football like that right now.
And Teddy, I will tell you, when I saw it and I went on the air on Monday or the day after it happened, the Monday after, and I thought to myself, do you not want a leader? Like, that's the part about this that I'm questioning, and I know that you're around Baker way more than any of us will ever be, and you look at him, and I think to myself, I look at the way that he acted at the coin flip. I look at what he did on the sidelines, and my first thought is, man, I want to go out there and play a little bit harder for a guy like that.
No, I'm telling you, and I'll be up front and say that it took me a while to come around, right? I'm used to the I played Josh Heupel, won a national championship.
Right.
Super reserved quarterback. I mean, he was confident and, you know, he was cocky with the way that he played, but he was super reserved. Your traditional, like, quarterback leader type. Same with Jason White, Heisman Trophy winner. Same with Sam Bradford, Heisman Trophy winner. So whenever I saw Baker Mayfield come in and, you know, one of the first things, he's not even on the team. Well, he's on the team, but he has to redshirt, has to sit out a year because the transfer rule. He's the most popular guy on the team. He's dancing. I mean, all the guys love him. I'm sitting here like rolling my eyes. Yeah, well, we'll see whenever you're playing football, bud. And he just ups it every year. And finally I bought in and said, okay, I can do this. I like this. And I'm telling you, when you watch him play in person, it's so much better than TV because he's a performer. He's got 85,000 in the palm of his hand every weekend with everything that he does. They watch him when he's standing on the sideline. They watch him whenever he's warming up. I mean, every eyeball in the entire place follows him for 4 hours. It's unbelievable.
All right, Teddy, I know that we got to let you go. So final question for you, because there is a possibility that Oklahoma could become the number one team in the nation, meaning you guys will have the opportunity of choosing the Sugar Bowl or the Rose Bowl. For you personally, which direction would you like to go? Would you go back to the Sugar Bowl where you've beat Alabama and Auburn in that game, or would you guys like to go out to the Rose Bowl and play there?
I hate California, so I would love to go to the Sugar Bowl. I think the Sugar Bowl is the best bowl in all of sports. You stay right there on Bourbon Street. There's a party for all the fans right there. The stadium is downtown. It's indoors. I mean, it's set up. It's the perfect bowl setup, the Sugar Bowl is. California, parking, the 405, people, you know, the high-priced food, forget it. I hate California. Send me to the Sugar Bowl, man.
Well, Teddy, man, I know we got to get going, so we appreciate you coming on the Fallout, man.
All right, no problem.
All right, have a great one. That was Teddy Lehman, the former Oklahoma Sooner linebacker, the former national champion, the former All-American, the former NFL linebacker, talking about the Oklahoma Sooners as they get ready for TCU. And I'm telling you, that man, you can tell he is a former linebacker. He's ready to hit somebody right now. He would love to suit up at AT&T Stadium and go up against TCU.
240-9230, 1-800-239-9544. Let your voice be heard. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.